The president will not negotiate over Congress's responsibility to raise the debt ceiling. And the debt ceiling has to be raised. It is not a concession to anybody for Congress to do that. It is not a concession for the Republicans to do their constitutionally mandated job.
All right, a big swing at the Republicans from the White House. This is nothing new. More hyperbole over what's going to happen with the debt ceiling. Will it be lifted or will we crash to the ground? It's a big crunch, and if it crashes, it'll start cracking right before October 17th. And then the ultimately ceiling goes down. And will the markets rock and roll? What happens? Oh, it's doom and gloom all the way around. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. This is America Tonight. Thanks for popping on the show with us. We're glad to have you with us. And caught in the crossfire is you and me. That's it. Because it's our federal dollars. It's our, well, we're paying for the federal dollars. Basically, we make up the Treasury, don't we? Because we're the taxpayers. And we keep, you know, getting the same thing and this runaround, and we're going around and around like we're on those cycles that go in the balls where they crisscross and go back and forth. But it's still the same end result. They never move from the same position. At this point, federal workers are going to be notified of possible furloughs. This is what happens. And they start to get notification. Okay, if we don't come up with something, this is when we're going to close. There is a stalemate in the budget talks. The federal workers get the verbal notices in the next 24 to 36 hours. And then they go from there. Congress has to pass a short-term funding bill by Tuesday for everything to remain open. And if not, then 2.1 million federal employees will either work during the shutdown or they don't work. They will be paid. None of the workers, furloughed or not, will be paid during the shutdown. So critical jobs, Social Security processing those checks, but will there really even be enough people to do that? Once again, budget talks at a standstill, Republicans pushing for spending cuts and a repeal of the 2010 health care law. The president insists the law is not negotiable. And you heard his mouthpiece there, Jay Carney. They're not moving on this one. You know, the last time, just for grins, I'll throw it out there, you probably remember. It's been a long time, though. The last time the government went dark was during the Clinton administration, 5 days in November of 1995. And then there was 21 days in January. And I've forgotten all about this ending in January 1996. So think about this. Furloughs could be devastating to some workers because some of them have had to already give up 6 days of furloughs over the summer because of the automatic spending cuts. Remember the sequester. So then this would happen again. So working for the government isn't all it's cracked up to be. Not like it used to be. Huh? And if the debt ceiling cash crunch happens and the crack happens, here's some of the more specific things that I know to be true. What happens is on October 1st, you have $42 billion in Medicare payments. You have pay for active duty military, pay for civilian service and military retirees, veterans, and Social Security recipients that are there on the cut line. $25 billion Social Security benefits, that's October 3rd. If we push the ball further down the line, October 9th, 16th and 23rd, $12 billion a day additional Social Security benefits. And then, aha, November 1st, scary to think of that, huh? $67 billion, that's Medicare payments, pay for military, active duty, that's nice, huh? Payment for civil service and military retirees, veterans and Social Security recipients. So there would be a few nightmares that would happen for people in their lives if this all comes to bear. The Treasury Department will have to handle it. So what's the priority? Who do you prioritize as to who gets paid first the bondholders, then Social Security recipients. That's what happens. They should put the active military people to the list, for goodness sake. But it comes down to, if the Treasury doesn't have enough money to pay on whatever day, they can't pay them. And they can't borrow because they don't, they have limited authority as what they could borrow. So that's why you push the debt ceiling. So if they don't push the debt ceiling, then that's what happens. You have a cash crunch like we would have in our own lives. And this is, what I say, where we're at again. The Treasury pays every day millions of dollars. Those millions of dollars would not be paid. Now, one other thing to throw at you to think about it, since we're piling up on you with all these monetary obligations. Between October 18th and November 15th, the Treasury is going to run out of about $106 billion short of what's owed. So they couldn't make a third of all payments that are due. That happens. You have two options. Pay some bills in full, delay others, or delay all payments on any given day until they have enough money to pay them all. So this has a lot of different directions that it could go in, and it's a dangerous game, because who deserves it more? Disabled vets, families who need food stamps, small business owners whose federal contracts are a big chunk of money, senior citizens, all of that goes into the mix, all of it. And then forget about any, what our financial ratings are and whatnot, but it's the rest of it. And just like anyone else, if you need to borrow, you really get zapped if you can't pay your debts. So you scare off the creditors. You know, think about this. How about Congress? How about Congress not getting paid? How about just complete across the board? Let's give them a message. Let's put them first on the hit list. The people, you know, let's put them on the list of who gets paid first. How about the staff, the Congress people, all of them? They have families, and somehow they're going to figure out a way to make it, aren't they? But it's the people who, geez, active military, thanks for serving. Sorry, we can't pay you, but the bills are the bills. And if the Treasury has to make decisions and they don't have money to play with, that's what it comes down to. All right, we're going to quickly change gears. Jury is going to resume deliberations Friday. Jurors will decide if a concert promoter is to blame in Michael Jackson's death. Those deliberations began on Thursday. Seems paltry compared to what I was just talking about, doesn't it? But anyway, here's some reaction to that. This is Brian Panish talking about Michael Jackson and this mess.
This is the doctor they say is competent and fit, shuts down his practice, all his patients in 10 days for money. They were pressure on Dr. Murray, and they were pushing back anyone that had a problem with Michael's health. The fate of Prince Michael, Paris Blanket, and Katherine Jackson is in your hands, and I know you'll do the right thing.
Wow, 12 hours in a jury room on Thursday afternoon, start again on Friday. My, oh my, nasty bit of business there too as well. Hey, we're going to lighten the load. How about some movie reviews? That's next on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Go to the movies, or take the kids to the movies, or grandkids, or whoever you might end up going with. There are a couple of biggies. One in wide release, and we've talked about this before a little bit, but it's a movie that I really want to see, and I'm going to go and see, because I feel the need for speed. And there's a movie called Rush. Now, it's pretty long, 2 hours and 3 minutes. Chris Hemsworth is in this, and Olivia Wilde, two of the stars of it anyway. But what's interesting here is Ron Howard put this thing together, and it's a true story. So it's a biopic. Some people don't like biopics, but this, I like biopics, and I happen to think that this one is probably going to be a pretty good one. So I'm going to say it might be worth it on the big screen too, the way it plays out. It's the true story of two big time rivals in auto racing, and one of them is James Hunt. So here's a little sneak peek of Rush.
I like to ride. Fixed gear, no brakes. Can't stop. Don't want to either.
We got him.
I got a package for you. It's Premium Rush. Don't screw it up.
Hello?
Wiley? Hey, Jonathan, you want to move your fat ass?
Yes.
sexy you are when you talk like that. I'll call you when I deliver.
Time is now 5:33.
You must be there by 7 o'clock. Extremely important.
How is this? Thanks. Have a nice day.
Hey, that envelope you picked up, I gotta ask for it back.
Yeah, the thing is, once it goes in the bag, it's gotta stay in the bag.
In your best interest, give me the envelope.
If you don't give over that envelope, you have no idea what's coming for you.
Why'd you have to go and ask for me?
You got involved with some people with real problems. It's life and death.
What's going on?
The situation sucks. I don't want you anywhere near it.
Do you need backup?
You're out of time.
Are you negotiating?
Count on it.
Alright, so we don't want to spoil the movie. Like I said, it's a true story. It's auto racing. Think Formula One. And then you get it. Here's the next flick that we're going to look at. I'm going to let you hear it first. And it's called Baggage.
My relationships have never been cleared for takeoff. But at least I'm not the only one in my family not to be married.
We have some news.
I'm engaged!
I can't go to my real sister's wedding single.
If you need a man, honey, I can get you one of those.
It's not a man I need. It's a husband or a potential husband in a month.
Why don't you marry Gail? If she goes a week without waxing her mustache, they'll think it's Steve Harvey. But look, it's not like she's got enough time to meet somebody new, so why not revisit somebody else? For the next few weeks, any of your exes that flies anywhere at any time, we're going to know.
That's right. There's Tanya in ticketing.
Calvin at curbside check-in.
And there's Cedric in security.
Take everything out your pockets. I need your pockets out your pockets.
You got 30 days and 30,000 miles.
I want you to have these cranberry flavored for the holidays.
One of your exes is on a flight from Los Angeles to Houston.
Montana.
Langston.
Montana.
Curtis.
This is juicy. Sorry, she's jealous.
You need to be a JFK in an hour.
I am not going over to that man's house.
Do you know how crazy that would make you look?
Hello?
Are you nuts?
No.
Montana Moore.
Damon Diesel. Wow. You're doing well for yourself.
Damon?
Who is that?
Damon!
This ain't my house. It's hers. I can't afford this.
Damn door!
She crazy.
Open, open. Open, open, open!
I told you she crazy. Crazy! She crazy!
You spent your whole life being your own woman. Why you want to change now?
I just really like to be somebody else's, too.
Now is not the time to get down on yourself, Montana. In a week, maybe.
When you find love, and you will, don't ever let it go.
What are you doing?
He just wanted international travel booty.
That man could have had intergalactic travel booty.
Nobody move! I have no life, which gives me all day to ruin yours.
All right, so in this, Jill Scott, Paula Patton, Taye Diggs, and... she's determined to get engaged before her younger sister's wedding. So she's a flight attendant. You heard the references there. And she gives herself 30 days to find Mr. Right before that wedding. Could be interesting, I think, as a rental. And it's 1 hour 36 minutes. This one is your animated flick. The voices include James Caan, Will Forte, Bill Hader, Anna Faris. You might recognize some of those names. Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 2.
Flint?
Sam.
Big news.
I'm going back to Swallow Falls to destroy the Flint Siphoner, which is creating deadly food monsters which are trying to learn to swim so they can attack Lady Liberty!
I'm coming.
What? Wait! Sam, it's going to be deadly dangerous with a good chance of death.
And that's why we'll need help.
When we land at Swallow Falls, our first objective is to get to my lab. I can use my old computer to pinpoint the Flint Siphoner's location. Once we find it, we'll shut it down.
Man ho!
If we all work together, this should be easy as
pie.
Uh-oh!
Oh!
I can't believe my machine created all of this.
It's enough to make a grown man cry.
Are those chimpanzees?
Butter.
Look, mosquitoes.
Perfect. Oh, what's that over there?
That's just a tomato.
This September.
Did you hear something? What's that?
Taco Dial Supreme.
No picnic.
Hold on, everyone!
Ah, there's a leak in the boat!
Saving the world.
No, no! I like them too. Mine. No, no, off. Off, mine. No.
Almost there.
Wow. That is the biggest strawberry I've ever seen in my life.
You scared the jelly out of him.
You guys, that wasn't so bad.
Yeah, we'll be thankful we didn't run into a...
cheese fire!
Cloudy with a chance of meatballs, too.
Trimpanzee! Steve! Trimpanzee! Steve! Trimpanzee! Show! Steve!
Ah, yes, indeed. Sounds like an animated flick, doesn't it? You know what you're getting there, and it's always a little bit over an hour because kids only have so much of an attention span. If you go and see one of the movies, give us your cheap movie review. A lot of people like Tomas has done that in the past, Don and some others. Send it to me at americatonight.net or call us so we can get a sense of what's out there. And you can give us a thumbs up or a thumbs down. Stay with us. Much more to come here on this hour of America Tonight.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
It's time to get healthy, and your first step towards a healthy lifestyle begin at the Healthy Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center in Nashville. Get your free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com and join us for Tennessee's most comprehensive health, fitness, and nutrition expo. There's over 100 exhibits with information and services to help create a healthier life. Also, more than 25 health screenings, cooking demos, and the latest fitness trends. Plus, visit the Longevity booth. Get free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com. There's prizes all day on the stages and at the booths, like fitness memberships to an area health club every hour. The Healthy Living Expo, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center, Nashville. Get free tickets for yourself, your family, your friends, and everyone you know at thehealthylivingexpo.com. Get to the website now, because tickets are $10 at the door. The Healthy Living Expo, your first step towards a healthy lifestyle.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Of Mike Bonacorsi's. He's in our virtual green room. He wrote a book that I think is a must-read for everyone, Retirement Readiness, Creating Your Vision, Knowing Your Position, and Preparing for Your Future. It's easy to follow along, and it gets you thinking in the right direction of things that you need to know and prepare for that many people just bury their head in the sand, let's face it, and they just don't realize the things that the list that they need and how they'll be that much better off. It just takes a little bit of planning. And many of you have sent in some emails for Mike, so we're going to go through those. Mike, one of the questions that constantly comes up on the radar is people get nervous when they start to hit a certain age and when they have to figure out about their IRA and when they can take it out. If somebody turned 70 in March and then they were told that they needed to take some money out of their IRA, can you explain how it works? Because there is lots of confusion over that. I get when you get penalties and you're younger, but why do you have to start doing that at 70?
Yeah, 70 and a half, actually. And this question couldn't have come at a better time. As we speak now, I'm double-checking my clients' accounts to make sure that those over 70 and a half have taken their RMD, the required minimum distribution for the year. It's so important that you take that. If you miss it, if you don't take it, the penalties can be pretty stiff. They can actually penalize you 50% of the account value that you didn't take out, or the shortfall. So say you had your minimum distribution was $1,000. They can hit you with a $500 fine if you don't take it out. Plus, you still got to take it out and pay taxes on it. So, I mean, it can be pretty stiff penalties for not taking it out. You know, there's a lot of little twists and turns, like all the IRS rules. But some of the basics you really have to know about RMD is this. The year you turn 70 and a half, beginning the year you you've turned 70 and a half, you have to take out a required minimum distribution from your employer-sponsored retirement plans, from your IRAs, except a Roth IRA. And it's funny, it's a funny thing, but you do have to take a minimum distribution from your Roth 401k. So one way to avoid that is that if you have the option of rolling it over into a Roth IRA, do that, and then you don't have to take that minimum distribution out of there. But you have to take out a minimum distribution, and that's based on a life expectancy factor that's put together by the IRS mortality tables and the December 31st value of your account. So what you do is divide it. It gives you a number as to how much money you have to take out of your IRAs, 401ks, 457s, 403bs, whatever type plan it is. Now, there are a few little twists and turns along the way. The first thing is that you have to remember that you have to take this out every year. It's not unusual to be talking with somebody and find out that they took it out the year that they turned 70 and a half, but never took it out after that, thinking it was the only year that it was due. You have to take it out every year, and every year the calculation changes slightly because you're getting older and it's a different life expectancy factor. So that's one thing to keep in mind. The other thing is the first year that you turn 70 and a half, you have the option of delaying it until April 1st of the following year. The thing you got to remember there is that if you do delay it to April 1st, you'll have to take out two that year. You'll have to take out the delayed one and also the one that's due for that year. So you got to remember that to take two out in that particular year. Concerning IRAs, if you have IRAs, you can aggregate them. In other words, you don't have to take a minimum distribution from each individual IRA, although some custodians may do that just to kind of cover themselves to make sure that you've taken it out. But you can come up with a lump sum total of all the IRAs that you have and take the minimum distribution out of that. 401ks are a little bit different. You can't include that in that total calculation. If you have 401ks that you're taking a required minimum distribution out of, you've got to remember to take a distribution out of those on an individual basis. Yeah, these can be a little tricky. They're pretty simple, and usually the person that you're working with, your financial advisor, your bank, whoever's the custodian of these accounts, can set them up on an automated basis so you don't have to worry about them, and that's the best thing to do. As soon as you turn 70 and a half, set up that RMD so it's automatically paid out to you every year, it's calculated and paid out to you, and you won't have to worry about it.
All right, that's great. I hope everyone was paying attention to that because, again, Mike is right. He's seeing this with his clients. He's checking his client list, and I get that question from people. And even in my own family where I had an aunt that just happened to, and she was asking me questions about that very same thing.
Yeah.
Got one.
And you know,
go ahead.
Kate, there's one other thing I wanted to bring up here before I forget about it. Another question that comes up quite often is, can I roll that distribution over into an IRA? In other words, if I take it out of one IRA, can I roll it into another account? The answer is no. Once you take that money out, it becomes non-IRA money. You pay your taxes on it, and it becomes cash. But you can't roll that over into another account.
All right, so good info. Remember that you cannot do that. We got one here from Larry G, who says, "Yo, Bonacorsi." I love when they say that to you. "Yo, Bonacorsi, I have a question. I had problems with credit cards, you know, like everybody else. I really paid them down. But isn't it better they're not completely paid off, and I'm in my mid-60s? Isn't it better for me to still have cash on hand rather than throw it all toward the credit cards and paying everything off? Which is better?"
Well, I mean, the thing is, if you pay off your credit cards, you aren't going to be you'll have more cash on hand because you won't be paying that credit card bill every month.
Right.
So remember, for every dollar you reduce your debt by, it's a dollar in your pocket. But certainly the idea of keeping some money on hand is extremely important. Number one, if something comes up, you don't want to have to go back to those credit cards again and use them and add to them. You don't want to have to go into retirement accounts that you're going to pay taxes on, possibly pennies on, penalties on to withdraw that money. So, I mean, the answer is yes to both sides. Yes, you should pay off that credit card debt, but yes, you should keep a little bit of a cushion there. If he's working and has a job with a pretty good income, then, you know, maybe he can come up with a number that he's comfortable with knowing his situation. If he's not working, if the household income is tight at this time, you might want to keep more money in the buffer and trying to work from there.
All right, great advice. It's funny, we got another thing about credit cards, one from Mary listening to us. I love this town, Ottumwa, Iowa. And Mary, isn't that great? Ottumwa, Iowa.
That's where Radar O'Reilly was from.
Yes, yes, I love that you knew that. All right, so Mary asks a question about, can I write? She's confused, trying to figure out credit card debt and interest and all of that. Ask Mike, can you write interest off on taxes? Does he happen to know?
No, not credit card interest. I believe you could at one time, but not anymore.
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
Bummer.
Yeah, it would be an advantage to a lot of people, but no, you can't take a deduction for credit card interest. I believe you could at one point. But the rule has been changed, and it's no longer available. And I could be wrong about being able to do it at one point in the past, but, you cannot take the only interest that you can really take a deduction for is, you know, mortgage interest. You know, if you have a
house,
business of
yeah.
some sort, you know, loan interest on a business related expenses. But.
Yeah. All right, so we got another one here, too. This one comes to us from Jake in Austin, and Jake says, I wrote to you one time before, Kate. I have a question for Mike B. How important is it? I am 38 years old. How important is it to have a will?
You know, to Jake himself, it might not be that important because when he's gone, he won't know what happens. But if he has people out there that he wants to make sure that they receive his assets, it's extremely important. Estate planning is something that's overlooked, put off to the last moment. But even at 38 years old, he should have some type of estate planning. Lightning could strike at any time, and you've got to be prepared for it. Remember, if you don't have a way, if you don't have an estate plan that you've created, the state that you live in will be more than happy to put one together. And do you really want the state that you live in to be handing out your assets after
No.
you've gone? I think you'd like to have a little bit more control over what happens to the money that you've earned, what happens to the assets you've accumulated over time. You'd like to make sure that, you know, perhaps one child may benefit more than others. You have a charity you want to take care of, or maybe a non-relative that you want to take care of. Maybe you don't want things passed out exactly equally. So, I mean, you want to have control over how your money is handed out, and you don't want to give that to the state.
Yep, I agree. Mike Bonacorsi, pick up his book, Retirement Readiness, Amazon.com. It's awesome, Mike. Thanks. We'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks.
Okay, very good. Take care, Kate.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Now, don't just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me. No, it's just no use when all your lies become your truth, and I don't care. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Could you look me in the eye and tell me that you're happy now?
All right, coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to hit the mailbag. Kind of all over the map as far as the mailbag is concerned. Got this from Jack, my pal down under, who says, hey, Kate, let's talk about the Philly Eagles losing to my Denver Broncos this weekend. No, let's not talk about it because it's a definite. If I was ever going to say there's a lock on a game, I would never pick the Eagles and the over the Broncos. No way. If the Eagles beat the Broncos, that would be huge. That would be a major upset. The Broncos are so on fire. They look like they're definitely going to the Super Bowl. And it's like you look at Denver and you look at Seattle. They're your two super on fire teams. So I wouldn't touch that third rail. Not at all. And you know, the game of the week was interesting because it was the Bears and the Lions. Like Rick says the Bears will beat the Lions 31-13. RC says the Bears 34-21. Phil in Missouri said 27-21. I said 27-24 would be the score, but it would be the Lions. So that's our nail the score. You can win some great prizes and clear our prize closet out. If you participate in Nail the Score, we do it each and every week. We've narrowed it down to two segments. Because this audience was half and half. It was split.
It's like some of these polls that we've been taking about what's happening with the budget. So some people wanted more nail the score, some people wanted less. So we decided to split it in half and give you two segments of nail the score. And that means you only have two segments to get in your email guesses and or call the show. How's that? And this week it was the Lions and Chicago. All right, on that note, let's head to the mailbag.
Chris?
Ooh. Yeah, I hope he's not charging us for that. Is he there still?
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you. Okay, so this first one comes to us from Ryan. And Ryan says, Kate, I'm still trying to get over the siege that we seem to be under with nothing but negative news. I get that we can't exist solely on happy, bury our head in the sand news. But boy, it's been a rough week when you think of the video that was released of the Naval Yard shooter and the siege on the mall in Kenya and some Americans involved and some Americans on the ground there. And then some of the other odds and ends, as you like to call them, that are also not really falling into to place. And that is that whole budget thing and the debt ceiling, because it is just a grind to hear it over and over and over and over again. And we know that the same thing just does happen. And we have this conversation and talk radio explodes it. And that's all we hear about. But it's our monetary system. It's our taxpayer dollars at work. And you just have to say to yourself, something has to give, man. Something, for goodness sake, has to change. And, you know, what is it? What is it that's going to change? Well, you know, the what is it that's going to change or that has to change is just people being more involved. The more people are involved, certainly not with the, well, in a way, even with the attacks and problems. But certainly if more people are involved in what's happening politically, unburying themselves from the sand, then that's a good thing. The more pressure that's applied, the more that the politicians have to pay attention to people want. And it's just too hard to ignore because it's about getting reelected. And if the constituents balk, then things change. I mean, that's just the short answer there. That's the thing that has to keep on happening. Because once everybody stops doing that and pretending these things aren't happening, that's them when we're really in trouble. Okay, this one, comes to us from Jack, who is listening in Illinois, and Jack says, Kate Delaney, every so often I listen to America Tonight. I really like the show. I would listen more if I could, but I have such a strange schedule. Sometimes I even download the show, and you have to admit, one of the funniest things lately is the fact that you see Cory Booker now in trouble with a vegan stripper. How do you bill yourself as a vegan stripper? Why wouldn't you just be a stripper, first off? I don't get it. And why does he end up in a back and forth Twitter situation with the stripper on the other side of the world in Portland? Duh. Losing if he's running for Senate, especially with the way we rake people over. What do you think? Oh, it's just more fuel to the fire, the whole vegan thing, leather, fur, animal products, all that. You can't wear that on stage. And the tweeting back and forth, you know, just makes people curious that the mayor of Newark and a Democratic candidate for the Senate in New Jersey is pals with a bleach blonde stripper from Portland, Lindsay Lee, whose profile describes her with things I can't even say on the air. And, you know, she keeps saying that she got a postcard from Cory Booker in the mail and blah, 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 and all this other stuff. My, oh, my. Like I said, do they ever learn, politicians? And I'm surprised about Cory Booker, but maybe some of this is being kind of, you know, maybe some of this is kind of being exaggerated is what I think. All right, let's go to the next one. This one is from Gregory, listening in Florida, and Gregory says, Al-Shabaab, I don't understand this extremist group. I've seen pictures now, especially after that Nairobi mall incident, and the fact that they attacked a couple of towns near the Somali border. I find it hard to believe why Americans would want to get involved with these thugs. Does it make any sense to you? It certainly does not really resonate with me. Well, there are some of the people that got involved were in Minnesota. One was in Minnesota, one was from Kansas City, and they're of Somalia descent, and so they're getting messages from back home, and, you know, this is, again, the disillusioned people ripe for the picking, and on the other side, to boast that there's an American is huge for Al-Shabaab, and they did that immediately. Speaking of using Twitter, they took to Twitter to make sure everybody knew that the attack included some Americans. And, you know, Al-Shabaab said that that attack, by the way, was directed at Kenya, but not just Kenya, also a retribution against the Western states that supported the Kenyan invasion, or they say are spilling the blood of innocent Muslims to pave the way for their mineral company. So there you go. When they attacked that Westgate Mall on Saturday, 4 days of a siege, 67 people, at least 67 people killed. And you've got forensic experts from all over the world, U.S., Britain, Germany, Canada, reconstructing the crime scenes. They were doing that through Thursday, doing the fingerprinting, the DNA, and the ballistics. So you can imagine how long this would take. In the on Thursday, those fighters, which he's referring to, killed two cops, injured three others, and destroyed 11 cars. And Wednesday night, they hit another town. One person was killed, four were wounded. You know, the whole thing, they're throwing grenades, shooting, that kind of stuff from what I understand. So Al-Shabaab, no group to be trifled with, to say the least. By the way, the Kenyan Red Cross said Thursday that 61 people remain missing, and a lot of people are worried that they could be buried under the rubble of what's happened in the mall. The government doesn't think that there are a lot of victims still inside. They are hoping they got away, but there are people missing, and the number has reduced as the bodies in the morgue have been identified, but they're certainly hoping that they're not going to find more buried underneath some of these tiles in the mall that has, in some places, been destroyed. Thanks to Nathan Reeder for his help on the technicals, and all of you for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.